Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. God is love. He has given us a very special love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We focus today on the love of our brethren.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.
Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
If a man says he loves God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God also love his brother.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
We love him because he first loved us.
Heavenly Father, we praise and worship you today, and we thank you for your love. Your love is demonstrated through your Son, Christ. You love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son so that whoever believes in you will be saved. By your grace, we're changed into your likeness as we invest time in your word, with you, and fellowship with other Christians, as iron sharpens iron. It is a supernatural part of who we become that we love others. To love the brethren comes more easily as we grow in you. And as you know, there are times when loving others is an opportunity for growth, a challenge, as we see their imperfections as well as our own. Lord, help us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving others as you, for Christ's sake, have forgiven us. God, there are many distractions around us, even now, as we listen to your word today. Through your Spirit, please give us the self-control needed to stay focused on the message that you have for us today, through our time of worship and praise. Thank you again, Lord, for your love, your forgiveness, and grace. We look forward to learning more about you. In Christ's name, amen.
loving each other. And the story never ends. They pushed back from the table to listen to his words, his secret plan before he had to go. It's not complicated, don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know. It's loving God.
Each other and
You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry that includes several outreaches. This weekly radio broadcast reaches audiences across the United States. Another significant part of our ministry is a very interactive website, calltoworship.us. A detailed email with information and a link to the program is sent out each Sunday to those who requested that service. You will see an option to subscribe to that weekly update at the bottom of our homepage. That's calltoworship.us. We also provide a podcast of each program, as well as our Twitter feed and Facebook page. A new addition to the Call to Worship Ministries is Christian Oldies, the early days of contemporary Christian music from the Jesus music era through the early 80s are songs that still minister to hearts today. The Christian Oldies radio program was first broadcast back in 2004. And now, the music of Christian Oldies is available online 24/7. Fred, if you remember music from artists like The Imperials, Keith Green, Second Chapter of Acts, Andre Crouch, Phil Kagi, or Love Song, well, then you might want to visit calltoworship.us and then click on Christian Oldies. Or, for music on the go, download the Live 365 app on your smartphone, then choose Christian Oldies to listen. Folks, we really appreciate your cards and letters. Jean from Ohio wrote, "One of God's richest blessings to me is Call to Worship. I listen every day, not just on Sunday. I retrieve previous programs from the archives on your website. I appreciate your choice of hymns and spiritual songs. Thank you so much for this wonderful program. The peace it brings to my soul and spirit goes beyond measure." Well, Jean, thank you very much for those encouraging words. To reach us by mail, our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Friends, thank you very much for listening today, for joining us for this time of worship and praise on Call to Worship.
Lord.
As we invest this time in God's Word today, we are exhorted to love the brethren.
Tell them all about the Savior. Tell them that he will be found. Sisters, pray, and holy manna will be showered all around. Let us pause before our Maker and in silence hear his voice. Christ the living Word now meets us in his truth. Let us rejoice. What we are should not appall us, for his mercy meets us here. We are now made one in Jesus. May our worship be sincere. Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Then he'll call us home to heaven, at his table we'll sit down. Christ will gird himself and serve us with sweet manna all around.
Love the brethren. John 13. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Galatians 6. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. The love of Christians for others is shown in a servant's heart. Philippians 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill you my joy, that you may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even death of the cross. John 13. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose up from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I'm doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Now do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Loving the brethren also includes a desire to help meet the needs of others. God quite often meets our needs through our brethren, sisters and brothers in Christ. Acts chapter 2. "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need." And later, Acts chapter 4, "Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need." One of the natural responses to love toward others is the same as God's love toward us. He forgives. As we love the brethren, we forgive them. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, "And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." And then John 15, "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be full in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you."
Love one another, for love.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded of the importance of and value in loving our brethren. I sincerely hope that this time has been a valuable part of your worship. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I encourage you to get out a Bible, seek the face of the only one that can save you. Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Consider this thought. The day of the Lord is coming. Eternity is just a heartbeat away. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Make today the day of your salvation. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. If today's information inspired you to make a change in your life, then would you please let us know? By mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools there to help you to grow spiritually, and you'll find more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation there safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, through Christ, you have come to trust in God, and you have placed your faith and hope in God because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. You were cleansed from your sins when you obeyed the truth. So now you must show sincere love to each other as brothers and sisters. Love each other deeply with all your heart. Dear brothers and sisters, I love you all and invite you to praise and worship our holy, almighty God right now with me.
Let the prisoner go free.